So the Bruins start their playoff run tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. And given our ongoing quest for a Boston team that will inspire us, we couldn't not send you into the weekend without a bit of a sneak peek. So here to help us with that, to check the score, is Radio Boston's Chris Sidorek. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, Tiziana, wait a minute. This is the playoffs we're talking about. You got to hit me with my intro music. There we go.
That is like walk-up music.
Yeah, you better talk about music. I can't skate a lick, so I'm definitely going to be walking.
There you go. All right, so Chris, you are clearly ready to set the mood. That's the Bruins goal music, Zombie Nation. Why are you so excited? Like, I don't know, but tell me.
I mean, I'm so excited because the Bruins start their playoff run tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. I've said it before. I think hockey playoffs might be one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting thing in all of sports.
All right, we need some excitement still. We just spent the hour talking about whether this is really the beginning of the end. Joe Battenfeld was like, maybe not so much yet. So convince the non-hockey watchers out there that there's something to be excited about this weekend. Once and for all, this is your shot to make us love the Bruins and want to watch this weekend.
I don't even need the shot. The product speaks for itself. I think what makes it so exciting is it's just absolute nonstop action, just up and down the ice, back and forth, lightning fast. There's no stoppage of play virtually. And if you think about watching, say, football or baseball on TV, what's the worst part of that experience? It's the commercials, right? The downtime, the time between plays or between pitches. There's so much of that. There is none of that here. It's basically you wait 15 minutes at a time before you can catch your breath and then try to catch up and get ready to go again.
Okay, as a baseball fan, I am used to frequent naps. That sounds like a lot of energy to watch a game. So how do you gear up and snack up for that?
Yeah, I mean, it literally does take a lot of energy. You're on your edge of the seat the whole time. But I think it's in a really compelling and interesting way because every play is so high stakes. Because it's so fast and physical up and down the ice, you're just waiting for that one moment that's going to change the game. And every bounce or every shot, every rebound, it all could be the moment that everything flips. And I think that's what makes it such a compelling product.
Okay, so you're getting us and me intrigued. So let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the game. Last week, you said you thought the Bruins had the best chance to bring home a title of all four major teams. They're playing the Washington Capitals in the first round. Tell us what that's going to be like.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough series to start this off, but the Bruins did fare pretty well against Washington over the year. They're 4-2-2 this year against them. The Capitals are a physical team, which I think could get the Bees into a little bit of trouble. You're stuck trying to match that physicality. You don't want the other team to be going faster, harder, hitting harder than you. But you also can't be retaliating and ended up picking up penalties. Washington has one of the best power plays in the league, as do the Bruins, actually. But basically, if you are trying to match that physicality and you're the second guy coming into the corner making the hit, a lot of times that you can pick up some cheap penalties that way and end up being a man down. Yeah,
go ahead. Let me stop you there for just a second. So you're saying that physically, this, you know, a lot of people who don't follow hockey see it as a boxing match on ice. So are you saying this is going to be a really rough game?
I think it'll be a physical game. Yeah, I think both. There are basically two styles in hockey. You're either this kind of hard, physical, grind it out kind of team, or you're super fast, super talented, all about puck control and moving the puck on your stick. The Bruins and the Capitals are kind of a foot in each world. So I think you're in a really interesting place here. And head coach Bruce Cassidy talked about that with reporters on Wednesday. Here's what he had to say.
When hits are there, you got to take them. You got to show that, hey, you know, we're going to wear you down as the series goes along as well. But hopefully you're also doing it with foot speed and tiring them out, chasing you around as well. We have to be careful that that's not our focus of, okay, we're going to get in there and we're going to hit everything that moves. And if you're, you know, even if it's late and all of a sudden now you're getting penalties for, yeah, chasing hits, so to speak. So you said it, finding the line there.
So I really think that's going to be huge for the Bruins, finding that balance between embracing their speed and their talent, but also not letting the Capitals push them around. They've got to match the physicality.
Okay, so now I understand there's kind of a spy story playing out here, too.
Tell
us about that.
We've got to have some intrigue, right? Sports is all about the human interest. No, so Zdeno Chara looms large, literally and figuratively. He's 6'9", the tallest player to ever play in the NHL. He spent 14 years with the Bruins, so he was the captain, heart and soul of this team. He was basically a coach on the ice for the Bees. He knows the Bruins and their style of play better than probably anybody on the planet.
All right, so you are not remotely unbiased, but do you like the Bruins' chances in this series? I almost hate to ask because you're going to be like, yes, 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 but tell us why you like their chances.
There is a difference, I think, between being a homer who roots for the home team and unbiased. I can tell you when the Boston teams are going to stink. We've been talking about the Celtics not having mental toughness for weeks.
That's fair.
I think this is going to be a pretty close series. This is a pretty much a coin flip. Both of these are really good teams. I think the Bruins are hitting their stride at the right time. We talked about bringing Taylor Hall in at the trade deadline. He's been a pretty big impact player for them. He's kind of opened their offense up a little bit. I think it's going to be a really fun series to watch, and I am hopeful that the Bruins are going to pull it off.
Okay, Coach Sidorek, you've got 30 seconds to tell people who don't watch hockey how to watch a game this weekend.
I think folks get stressed about trying to follow the puck. It's okay if you lose sight of the puck once in a while. We all do. Just watch the movement. Think about how they're trying to get the other team on defense moving back and forth, and enjoy that back and forth excitement. The speed and intensity of playoff hockey is really unlike anything else in all of sports.
Okay, you do make it sound fun. That's Chris Sidorek checking the score with us. Chris, thanks.
Let's go, Bees!